Hey everybody, thanks for checking out Real Talk Real Estate here on the Aaron Advantage. Today I want to talk about something specifically that is near and dear to my heart right now. It's something that's probably on the top of a lot of people's minds right now with the historic rains and flooding that we've been having going on in the Evansville-Newburgh area. Right now, and that is storms and what those can do to your home and what you can do in a real estate transaction, because it's something that a lot of people are dealing with right now, especially with all the flooding that has been going on. The first thing I want to talk about is something that actually specifically happened to me personally a few nights ago with a ton of rain that was coming down. My wife woke me up about 2:30 in the morning to let me know that there was some water leaking into our living room. Terrible news. Obviously something that you don't want to have happen to you at any point in time. But luckily, being in real estate, I know some contractors and some different people that I was able to call and talk to get them out there immediately to come check out my roof to let me know what's going on. I've got a good friend over at Storm Guard. I'll be sure to comment down below a link to Storm Guard so you can check them out online, who was able to come out to my house, take a look at my roof to see where the leaking was going on, and also let me know that it looked like there was some additional storm damage that was on my roof, so I could try to turn it into my insurance company to see if they may be able to cover any kind of damage. And that's one of the first things I want to talk about is whenever you have any kind of problem with your roof or anything else that's going on during times where there's heavy downpour of rain or there's any kind of wind that's going on or other storms that are happening, you need to make sure that you have someone who you can call or have a realtor you trust who can recommend somebody that they can come out and take a look. He could have easily just said, hey, I can see where this is leaking. We can go ahead and we can get this fixed for you. We can get this taken care of and been on his merry way and never let me know that there's other potentials for issues that I might have down the road. On the flip side, he took a look at what I had and he pointed out different things where he said, hey, not only do you have this issue, there's other additional things that could be coming up that might be other storm damage that could be covered by your insurance agent. I'd be happy to point that out to them if you want to send someone out here to take a look at it. And he actually met the adjuster at my house to point out the things that he saw to take care of that, to make sure that I could actually get a new roof on my home, which I will be doing hopefully here in the next week or so. So, like I said, anytime there's any storm or anything, make sure that you've done your research and you know how you can go about getting something like that taken care of. When you're in the situation and the things are going bad and there's a lot of people who are dealing with stuff that could be a problem in their lives, they don't want to have to try to scramble to find somebody that's just some fly-by-night operation or somebody who's a storm chaser. It's good to have that ready to go, that information and that knowledge on hand when you need it, as opposed to trying to find it in an absolute emergency situation. So that was my personal thing that I wanted to talk about because it is something that's going on with all the storming and the water and everything else that's been happening. But I also wanted to talk about storms and how that can pertain to a real estate transaction. I'm going to kind of leave some details out because I don't want to give any specifics to give this away, but I actually was dealing with one of my agents today in the office where I manage, kind of helping them through a situation where unfortunately the property that he's representing the seller on got some water in the house during all the storming. There's a couple different things that can come up from that. First off, the water came in through the upper level of the home, came down into the basement. The basement did have some finished space where there was some water damage to the ceiling, as well as some water damage to the carpet and flooring down in the basement. Now, this isn't always necessarily gonna be something that's gonna be a real quick, easy answer on a lot of these things. This house was actually scheduled to close today. And because of that issue, we wanted to try to figure out specifically what the best thing is for all of the parties involved in the transaction. The company that I work for represented the seller. There was a cooperating broker who was representing the buyer. And we were trying to figure out the best course of action to make sure that all parties were protected and everybody was taken care of in this situation, because obviously this is something that doesn't happen on a daily basis. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get the closing to continue to take place today because there were some additional things that we needed to go through to make sure that was finalized before everybody was comfortable with closing on the property and transferring ownership from one party to the other. But we did get out there to take a look at the damage, see what was going on, and see what we might be able to do to get it fixed. Now, the reason this is important and something that I want to point out is the type of insurance claim or the type of information that you might be providing to an insurance provider is going to be important in something like this. Because water came into the home, there's two different ways that water can be categorized. Oftentimes, if it's water coming into the home through a leaking basement or it's coming through the exterior of the home into the home, that may not be covered as water damage outside of anything other than flood insurance coverage. And a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of times that water coming in can cause damage that has nothing to do with actual flooding. It could be that your basement leaked, or it could be that you have a clogged downspout or other things of that nature. But a lot of times that gets classified as flood damage, and that could be something that your insurance provider is just not gonna cover. In addition to that, what actually happened is, unfortunately, there was a surplus amount of water on the sewage system of the entire city. And for some reason, the water couldn't be pumped out the way that it normally would be. The river is at a record high level right now, which is part of the sewage system for the city of Evansville. It has an impact on how things are drained. And unfortunately, there was a little bit of backup of water back into the house. Now, that does not come under any kind of flood insurance provision either. That is actually a separate rider on this particular type of insurance coverage. That's known as a sewage backup rider, or a sewage backup clause. And unfortunately, that is something that you have to get that kind of thing covered. So these are things that are going to come up anytime that water gets into a basement. These are going to be different types of questions that they're going to ask you to try to figure out if the water came from the exterior of the home, whether or not those things are going to be covered. And until you get into that emergency situation again and know what's going on, you're never even going to think to ask your insurance agent or insurance provider to look at those different types of coverages. But because we just went through this, and this is something that a lot of people are probably dealing with today, especially people who are in the process of selling their home, they have it on the market or anything else, these are things that are definitely items that you want to keep at the forefront. Kind of think about before you get into those emergency or those problem situations, because those can cause issues down the road. If you know of anybody who wants to take a look at their coverage or has any questions about that, make sure you share this video with them so that it's a reminder to them to call their insurance agent to check on those different kinds of coverage to make sure that they are taken care of. Or if you know anybody who thinks they may have had any kind of damage to their roof during any kind of storm, or there may be any potential leaks or anything, make sure you share this information with them as well, because it's great to have this information on hand when you don't need it, or know where to grab it when you don't need it, so that when the time comes, if it comes, and hopefully it doesn't, you're able to go ahead and get that to make sure that you can take care of your home and take care of everything as quickly and efficiently as possible. Obviously, anytime you've got any kind of storm damage or water damage in a basement or any other place, trying to frantically find someone to come in whenever you're already dealing with these kind of problems is not the easiest or the most fun thing that you can be doing. So I want to make sure that I can provide this information to people, not necessarily in a time of need, but in a time where it's most pertinent at the top of their minds, so they can think about that to protect themselves in the unlikely future event that they may need this. So like I said, please like this video. Please share it with anybody you know who may be going through some water damage or some other issues at this point in time. Make sure that they have this ready to go, so it's easier for them to be able to find the right people. If at any time they have any questions, feel free to send me a message here, or you can give me a call on my cell anytime at 812-779-6273. Or if you have any other recommendations for contractors or insurance providers or anything else that you want to leave me, let me know in the comments down below. Help out the community. Let them know the different places they can turn to make sure that they are protected. I thank you guys for checking out Real Talk Real Estate, and you're going to be the first to know that I'm actually thinking about changing up the time to make it a little bit easier for more people to watch Real Talk Real Estate. So I'll be going live later in the evenings, gonna stay on Monday nights to make this available to everybody, but I'm gonna try to hit a time where people are actually probably not commuting home from work or being at work and may have some opportunity that they can tune in live so they can hit me with their questions while I'm going at this live as well. So thanks again for checking out Real Talk Real Estate. As always, I will save this video for anyone to watch after they're done. Make sure you like it and share it to get this in the hands of anyone who needs it. Have a great day.